secret. To keep and carry it, you've got to water it. I've been traveling all over this world.
Welcome back to KPFK, Voices from the Front Lines. On the phone, we have Katanja Udigwu, who from the Community Coalition, who is part of a larger coalition that is trying to do an action tomorrow at the LAUSD board. Welcome to the show, Katanja.
Thank you.
So why don't you give us a sense of what's going to be happening tomorrow?
Okay. Tomorrow we, you know, our aim is to have an historic mobilization, the largest ever at LAUSD. We are aiming to have 1,000 folks. The bulk of those folks being students, high school, middle school students, as well as parents, community members, elected officials, you know, just from different areas. And our aim is to bring attention to the plight of the majority of students in Los Angeles who are not prepared for graduation from high school. They're not prepared for a four-year university. They're not prepared for gainful employment. And we want to change, you know, the reality of the majority of folks in those schools, which, you know, they're forced into, you know, low-wage labor. They're forced, you know, into underground economy and end up, you know, imprisoned.
And in particular, you're trying to push for the A through G courses to be the requirement for graduation. So what is A through G? What does that mean?
The A through G courses are just, you know, they're the building blocks, you know, to college eligibility. They're the basic coursework that students need to be eligible for a four-year university.
Okay. And so basically what that means on the ground is basically most students will have to take 2 years of a foreign language and an extra year of math.
Yeah, that's it. Only, you know, it's an addition of like three classes to the existing graduation requirement.
Okay, so just wanted to read something that was out of the LA Times opinion page today and see, get your response to it. It says, it sounds reasonable, but the plan's proponents fail to realize that passing college prep courses is very different from understanding college prep material. The district already has 2 years of college prep math, algebra, and usually geometry, yet more than 40% of LA's 10th graders last year flunked the math portion of the high school exit exam, which doesn't even require the full knowledge of basic algebra. They're clearly not prepared for 2 years of higher math. So what is your pushback against that?
My pushback is that, you know, we need to give our students the message that we think that they can achieve, and we think that, you know, they're worth the investment, you know, not of just the courses, but the necessary support. So that means, you know, if they need the materials, they need the books, if they need, you know, teachers need, you know, extra qualifications to get our students to the level that they need to be to pass these courses, then LAUSD has to, you know, make that investment in these youth, and we have to look elsewhere where, you know, A through G has been implemented and students, you know, responded to it, overwhelmingly supportive. As a result, you know, graduation rates improved. The example I'm giving is San Jose Unified School District. When they, you know, passed a similar resolution, attendance rates improved as well as graduation and college going rates. So I think if LAUSD makes a similar statement, you know, that we're not just giving lip service to, you know, we want students to do well, but we're actually looking in detail what do well means. You know, do well doesn't mean you know, a piece of paper, you know, a diploma that means nothing. Do well means that you can compete in a 21st century economy and that, you know, you have, you know, the skills that can, you know, take you into the resources that you need. So, yeah.
That's good. And let me, hi, this is Eric. If the LAUSD came out tomorrow, if Jose Huizar or the whole board came out and said, all right, we're going to do exactly what you want, what would exactly what you want look like? I'm still not clear myself.
Okay. We want, okay, let me, you know, just give the statistics. Right now, only, you know, about, I'd say only, well, overall 60% of the students that start in the South LA high school in the ninth grade, 60% of those students don't graduate. And then of the ones that do graduate, only 20% go on to a four-year university. So in terms of what we want, you know, we want educational resources. We want access to higher education. We want, you know, what has been denied students, you know, of color students in South L.A. and just disenfranchised communities of color for far too long. We want inclusion, social, economic inclusion and justice that begins for us with A through G coursework and accessibility to that coursework.
And Katanja, so the kind of two sides of the argument is one is like get the resources first and then change the policy. And this one, the way it sounds like the tactic you're using is change the policy and then try to leverage the resources.
Mm-hmm.
How if the LAUSD hasn't thus far mm-hmm. put the money to make sure that Black or Latino kids actually are successful in high school,
mm-hmm.
how are you going to change that by this?
Well, I mean, it's a grassroots movement, and part of what, you know, we're going to demonstrate tomorrow is, you know, we're not just, you know, pulling this out of the air, but no, there are thousands of folks that want this and that, you know, are on the grassroots and they're pushing for resources. They're, you know, not only are we talking to the school board, we're talking at, you know, the school site level, you know, to get these changes in place. We're looking at a lot of different things that are on the horizon statewide. So we're looking at things like the Williams lawsuit that mandates, you know, certain materials, you know, for the classroom that could, you know, definitely support A through G implementation. We're looking at it, you know, in terms of state legislators and what are the possibilities and opportunities there. We're looking at the reallocation of resources. We're trying to decrease the class size. We're looking at academic support and tutoring for students as well as qualified teachers. And we're just overall using A through G as a policy to fight for the resources that we've been talking about as our organization, the Community Coalition, have been talking about for years as being misaligned.
Okay, so Katanja, why don't you give us the time and the meeting spot and where's more information if people want to get involved?
All right. Well, we need all the people, you know, that we can get because, you know, like I said, this is a movement. It's grassroots. It's nothing, you know, without the momentum of folks involved. So I urge everyone listening to come out tomorrow. You know, we're trying to have this will be historic, you know. I'm talking in the definitive because I've seen, you know, what these students are doing and are capable of doing. So at 4:30 p.m. in front of the LAUSD offices on the corner of 3rd Street and Beaudry, that's 333 South Beaudry, we're going to be there at 4:30 p.m. It's not just going to be your typical, you know, rally, you know, walk around the block. No, this is going to be a block party, you know. This is going to be performances, musical, spoken word. This is going to be you know, a massive rally, and there's also going to be, you know, folks from local universities out because we're not just, you know, just going to talk about it. We're going to actually do something to increase the access. So the students that are taking part of this, they're going to get college information, and they're going to get the resources that we're talking about.
Okay, great. Well, Katanja Odingwo, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks.
And folks, be sure to check out the rally tomorrow at the LAUSD.
And one more thing, I'm sorry, can I give a number, please?
Choose, okay. Please.
Please, you guys, if you need any information, don't hesitate to call us. The name of the youth group is South Central Youth Empowered Through Action. We're the youth component of the Community Coalition, 15 years strong. Our number is 323-750-9087.
Slow one more time.
Okay. It's 323-750-9087.
Thanks for being on the show.
Okay, thank you, brothers.
I'm going to give you guys another number here, and this is the number for you to call in to talk to us, get on the phone for your 1 minute of fame. It's area code 818-985-5735. Again, that is 818-985-5735, and we will be right back with calls.
And one more thing, stay on message. So the things we want you to talk about is our profound review of the film Crash, the Assata Shakur campaign, and the fight to reform the educational system based on the demonstration. 818-985-5735. We'll take a quick break and come on back on the phones.